Will you do whatever it takes? It's a great question, and a lot of people make that statement, don't they? I will do whatever it takes. When I ask people, what are your goals and what do you want to achieve and how important it is it to you? What are you prepared to do? The answer is often, I'll do whatever it takes. So what is that? What is the whatever it takes? And it could be a great question, certainly one that I ask every day, because a lot of people share their goals with me and they achieve them. Woohoo! A lot of people share their goals with me and they don't achieve them. They either achieve half of it or part of it, some of it or none of it. And for me, who's the biggest cheerleader, I love helping people achieve their goals, and I'm sure that you do too. What are the things that stop us from achieving our goals, and what makes sure that we do? And it's interesting because when people say, I'll do whatever it takes, I always ask, what is that to you? What does that mean? And I usually take it a little bit further than that. And being the ultimate optimist, it's difficult for me, but I always ask the question, what if? What if it gets tough? What if you don't have enough money? What if somebody tells you that you're not good enough? What if somebody tells you that you're stupid and you can't do it? What if really tough challenges come up and you find it really hard to overcome those challenges? What are you going to do? So the whatever it takes, does that cover the really tough time? So if something happens, it's going to make the outcome or the process to achieving this outcome really complicated and really difficult or challenging or might even seem impossible, will you still do it? Will you do whatever it takes, and what is whatever to you? And it's interesting because it seems that, and I'm just, and I'll use the word evidently, evidence seems to show that lots of people have goals, lots of people have things they want to achieve, but when the going gets tough, when there is a challenge, when they're tired or when they're hungry or when they're stressed, they stop. They give up, and a lot of people give up and never get going again. And I'm always after the answer to that. How do we stop that from happening? And if I am going to do whatever it takes, what am I going to do to prepare myself to make sure that I'm ready for the tough time, for the challenge? Because is it possible that regardless of how important my goal is to me and how much I want it, is it possible that something might come up to stop me? And I always use, obviously, the exercise profession. A lot of people come into the environment of using an exercise professional or going to the gym or using a personal trainer or going to a boot camp. They use that as a solution to a challenge. So their challenge is that they need to lose weight or they need to get into shape or they're unhealthy or there's something about their physical well-being or mental health that isn't the way they want it to be. So they come to a professional, somebody to help them with that challenge. And then they share, I'll do whatever it takes. And I love it when people say that to me, because to me that's a major commitment. But having had lots of people that say that to me and then still don't do what they say they're going to do, I now ask that very important question, what does that actually mean to you? What does whatever it takes mean to you? And is there anything that would come up that would be too tough for you to handle and you would give up? And if that's the case, how are we going to deal with that? And again, it's interesting coming from me because I am the ultimate optimist. I really haven't met anybody as optimistic or positive as I am, apart from K-Man, my husband. We live in a pretty happy bubble here. That's because we always focus on the positive. But here's an interesting question. What are you going to do when the negative comes, when the challenge comes? And at our house, regardless of how positive we are, we focus on that first. We always talk about initially the worst case scenario. What's the worst possible thing that can happen? And the reason we talk about that, I imagine, is because we've both lived on the planet a long time and stuff happens and really bad stuff happens. And unfortunately, it seems a lot of people are quite shocked when it arrives. It's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And they get stressed and they get angry and they get annoyed because something bad happens or a challenge came up or a tough time came along, or even something as simple as it rained or it was hot or they got sick or they got injured. And it's like, well, what the hell? Why did that happen? So what if you really want to achieve your goals, would it be a great place to start? What's the worst case scenario? So what's the worst possible thing that could happen? Of course, the next step to that is, what are we going to do about it? So when it arrives, when the tough thing happens, when the challenge pops up, when the negative people come into my life, when there's criticism or people gossip about me, or it's a hot day, a cold day, I'm tired, I'm sick, I'm angry, I'm injured, what am I going to do about it? And have a plan ready for each one of those scenarios. The really exciting thing when you do that is that you are prepared. It never shocks you. It never stresses you. In fact, in most cases, is it possible that it could actually be exciting? I use the example, one of the things I'm grateful for every morning, and I actually say this every morning when I say that or share with myself all the things that I'm grateful for, and something that Kaynan and I do together every morning, what are we thankful for and what are we looking forward to? I always make this statement, I'm thankful for the negative, nasty people and experiences that help me grow. I'm thankful for them. So what happens then during the day is when they arrive, and they do, I'm ready for them. And I go, aha, I was expecting you. Here you are. And now I have a plan ready. So I'll use another example. A lot of my potential students who come to the Max International Colleges because they want to have their own business, or they want to be an exercise professional, they want to open a gym, a chain of gyms, be a personal training studio owner. There's lots of reasons why people want to change their career path and become part of the exercise profession and or have their own business, because as you know, Max is also a business college. But one of the questions I always ask people is, you've shared with me what your goals are. We are now on your team and excited for you to achieve them. But what are you going to do with the people who come into your life who are not supportive? So of course, yes, we ask the question, are your parents, your family, your partner, are those people supportive of you? And often people say yes. And then a little bit down the track, they come back to me and say, oh, you know, my mum's not supporting me or my partner's not supporting me. So now I always ask this question, what are you going to do if that situation comes along? What are you going to say to those people if somebody comes into your life and tries to steal your dream? If they tell you that you can't do it, or you're not smart enough, or you haven't got enough money, or they don't give you their support, what are you going to say to them? What's your plan of action to be able to handle that challenge? And the reason that's so exciting is the what I will do whatever it takes means, or could it mean, that we need to be prepared for the whatever, because the whatever life throws at us, we then need to have a plan of action. We need to have a strategy to deal with that challenge. And I'll ask the question again, could it then be exciting when that challenge comes along? So when somebody comes into your life and says, you're stupid, you can't do this, it won't work for you, you actually have something ready to share with them, and you're confidently able to share it with them because you've practiced, planned, and prepared for it. So could that be an interesting strategy for everything you do with your life? So what do you want is the first question always. What's important to you? What do you want to achieve? What do you want your health and fitness to look like? What do you want your body physique to look like? What do you want your career path and business to look like? What do you want your financial plan to look like? What kind of people do you want to have in your life? So the first question is, what do you want? Then, of course, the plan to make it happen. And I will share passionately that that's why the Max program exists. It is a huge toolbox full of all the tools you'll ever need for every area of your life. So yes, how to be healthy, fit and strong and be in great shape and stay that way for the rest of your life. Yes, all the skills, tools and knowledge you need to have a career or business that you're passionate about and for it to be successful and profitable. Yes, the financial plan so that you can be financially free, how to create wealth and keep it. And then the beautiful skills, tools and knowledge of how to communicate effectively with other people, with your customers, your clients, your family, and more importantly, yourself. How are you going to communicate with yourself so that when challenges come along, when life throws things at you, when tough people come into your life, you know how to talk to your own head? How can I communicate with myself so that nobody can steal my dream? So the how of what I've got this big list of things I want to do with my life and things I'm really excited about. How am I going to do that? That's what the MAX program is for. It's not my ideas. It's not Cayman's ideas. It's not Savvy's ideas. It's the collection of the best in the world. So we've had a look. All of us have studied excellence all of our lives, and we've made a lot of stupid mistakes, and we've had a lot of successes. And there is a running theme across the world, across the history of the world, of people that are successful versus people that fail, people who achieve their goals versus people who have goals and never achieve them. There is a fundamental foundation success plan, I'll put it that way, for how to achieve. And that's what the MAX program is. We've just made it very simple and easy to understand and lots of fun. So what do you want? Then how to do it? That's easy. Your MAX program will give you what you need to achieve your goals, and you'll have personal coaching to do it. So that, I'll say it again, the how do I do it is easy. But then comes the question, what if? What happens when somebody tries to steal your dream, somebody tells you that you can't do it, or life throws challenges at you? What are you going to do then? And that's the whatever it takes. So what is it that you're prepared to do, and how are you going to handle it? And could it be a really good idea to have the strategies to be able to handle those situations? I'm asking that question again because I have people every day. And I've been, as an exercise professional, it's been my whole life. But as a personal coach now, for helping people to achieve their goals, to achieve their successful business, to achieve their health and fitness goals, to be in great shape, I'm always trying to understand why people give up. Why do you stop? I know that you want this. You've told me that it's important to you. Why have you given up on your dream? And it seems that people believe the people that tell them that they can't, or they have no skills to overcome the challenges. And if you're going to be a personal exercise coach, if you are an exercise professional, if you're a leader, if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, should we have the skills, tools, and knowledge in our toolbox to be able to share with the people that need it, the people that want to give up, the people that when a challenge comes along, they don't know how to handle it? Should we have the skills, tools, and knowledge to be able to share with them and show them how you can overcome every single challenge? So if you're going to overcome the challenge of people trying to steal your dream, it's been suggested by the best in the world that perhaps don't tell people your dream. And it's not because maybe people won't support you or they won't hold you accountable. The question is, what if there were no people? Does that mean that you wouldn't achieve your goal? So if there's something that's really important to you, do you need the approval of the people around you? And if there were no people around you, would you do it anyway? So should your plan, should your strategy be based on what you can do by yourself, how you can achieve your goals all by yourself? And then if somebody comes along that can help you, if your family and your friends are supportive, if the people in your life are happy for you to achieve your goals, that would just be a bonus. But if you are ready, planned, and prepared to do everything you need to do, whatever it takes, without the support of other people, then is it more likely that you would achieve your goals? So that perhaps that could be something to consider. Rather than complaining that I don't have the support of my family and friends, or I don't have people to hold me accountable, or I don't have anybody to inspire or motivate me, what if you were self-inspired, self-motivated? The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. And then if somebody comes along to help you, or somebody is adding inspiration or motivation into your life, that would be an added extra rather than the reason why you achieve your goals, which of course then means, or I'll ask the question, is it possible then that if people are trying to pull you down or tell you that you can't do it, that doesn't matter because you don't need their approval, you don't need their help, you're on track to doing it by yourself? And I'll ask the question again, yes, nice to get other people's help, but what if it's not there? Does that mean you would give up on your dream? So great question. The second part there is, plan for the worst. Accept the worst case scenario. That's a really interesting thing. Accept that it's going to happen. And I always use this, it's just a simple one. If you're going to get married and you're going to get married outside, for example, so your wedding is going to be outside, Could it be a good idea to plan for the worst case scenario, which is it's going to rain or there's going to be a thunderstorm? Now, you might do everything possible. You might look at the meteorological reports for months in advance. You might make friends with the meteorologist to find out exactly what the weather's going to be like on the day you get married. But ultimately, is it possible that it could rain, that there could be a thunderstorm, that it could be really windy, and should you plan for it? Now, the beautiful thing there is on the day of your wedding, important day of your life, if it rains, you will be ready for it. You will be prepared. You won't be stressed. You won't be angry. You won't be annoyed. You just go, oh, well, we were expecting this and we'll go to plan B. Now, if you put all the right plans into place and you analyze and research and do everything that you need to do to plan and prepare for a fantastic event, a great sporting event, a great life, is it possible that all of those terrible things will never happen, or all of those terrible things may occasionally happen, but when they do, wouldn't it be nice to be ready for them so that you don't get stressed or annoyed about it? So how about this for a great strategy? What is the worst case scenario? Accept the worst case scenario, plan for the worst case scenario, and even be excited when it comes along because you have all the strategies in place to make sure that it doesn't matter if the worst happens because you know exactly what to do. So an interesting question to ask yourself, to ask the people who come into your life who have goals. What exactly is it that you want? What are the things that you want to do? What do you want to achieve? As an exercise professional, as a parent, a teacher, as a coach, like me, do you have a toolbox that you can show people or give people or share with people on the how? The fundamentals of how to be healthy, fit and strong, how to have a career or business that you love, how to be financially free and how to have great people in your life and be a great communicator and be a great relationship developer. Are they the skills that all humans should have? And is it possible that those skills are available to all of us? And if the answer is yes, then should we have that toolbox available? And should we be able to all ask a different question? Would it be responsible of us as parents, teachers, coaches, exercise professionals to have that toolbox so that people can never use the excuse, I don't know how? The how is the easy one. So what do you want? And how are we going to do it? And then the really interesting thing to consider, what happens if a challenge comes along? What happens if somebody tries to stop me? What happens if somebody doesn't support me or somebody tries to steal my dream or something terrible happens in the world? What am I going to do? And how about accept that that's going to happen, plan for it, be excited about it if it comes along because you've got the plan in place to make sure that it doesn't affect your goals. And then the last part, of course, is how are you going to celebrate? Is it important that when great things happen in our life that we celebrate life? And simple things like if you see a sunset or a sunrise, are you celebrating that it's a brand new day or you've just had another day? Are you looking up and looking at the sunset rather than stressed about something? Are you celebrating that you're alive? Millions of people die every single day. And if you're alive and you want to be alive, could that be a great thing to celebrate? Could it be a great thing to celebrate every little achievement? So if you went for a run, if you went to the gym, if you did a workout, would it be a great idea to celebrate that? I did it. Woohoo! You'll often hear me when I'm running with my puppy dog. We run all around the Remarkables in New Zealand. And every time we run up a hill, and some of the hills are quite steep, you'll hear us, Giorgio and I, my little puppy dog, I'll go, Giorgio, we did it, woohoo! And I put my arms above my head. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Obviously, it feels good and I'm celebrating that I've run up a steep hill and I'm really puffed and I love it and I'm an old lady. I love being old and being able to sprint up hills. The thankfulness that I can do it. But there's also the physiology of that, the brain chemistry of that, is that the more you achieve and the more you celebrate your achievements, the more you have a dopamine rush in your brain. That's a reward drug. And that drug makes you feel really good. So if you ever wonder why this is really happy lady running around the Remarkables in New Zealand, why is she so happy all the time? Because she's celebrating the fact that she can get puffed and that getting puffed does pump happy drugs into our brain, not just my brain and Giorgio's brain, everybody's brain. When we get puffed, we feel good. You'll often hear these shouts of woohoo from my garage because that's where I lift heavy things. And I love doing chin-ups and dips and push-ups and squats and lunges, big exercises to get big results. And I celebrate at the end of every exercise. Rowie, you've done it again. You're young, fit and strong, and even though you're chronologically old. And I do that because celebration of achievement produces those chemicals in your brain. And if you want to feel good all the time, and I always ask this question, when do you want to feel crappy? When do you want to feel unhappy? When do you want to feel depressed? When do you want to feel anxious? And I've never had anybody say to me that there is a time that they want to feel depressed or anxious or upset or crappy or any of the horrible emotions. I also get accused of being unrealistically happy and it's not possible to be happy all the time. But here's a great question. What if it was? What if you could physiologically force your brain to feel good? Now, the psychologists don't use the word happy because isn't it funny? We all talk about wanting to be happy, but when you talk about happiness, it's all a little bit weird. Well, if the ultimate outcome is to feel good, and however you describe that, whether it's happiness or security or you've just got a safe headspace or you feel that your life is going well, whatever emotion you feel, when life is going great or you feel good about life, is that something that you only want to have occasionally or is that something that you'd really like to have every day? So if you put those simple steps into place, number one, what exactly do you want? So that you don't just drift through life and you don't just exist. You actually know what you want and you know how to get it because you've got a toolbox. You've got a plan on how to do it. And then you've got a plan to handle all the challenges that come up. You'll do whatever it takes because you know that you can because you've got a plan. And then are you celebrating every time you achieve something? And the really interesting thing is when you start studying the people who are multiple times world champions, they are multi-millionaires or billionaires. They have had many successes in movies or music or art. They're the best at what they do and they keep getting better at what they do, whether they're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an architect, a landscape gardener, a piano player, doesn't matter. It's really interesting that those people celebrate their success and then set the next goal. It's not about celebrating success and then, oh, I've become my best. That's one of the reasons why I hate that expression. I want to be the best version of myself. Is it possible that when you get to best, you stop? Because best is an ultimate or it's an ultimatum. And how do we know when we're at our best? Isn't it interesting that the best in the world will always agree, will always be passionately focusing on how to get better? So even if they are recognized as the best in the world, they're still working out a way to improve, to get better, to make their life or their business or their skill or their passion even better. So celebrate your success and then set your next goal. Now, here's a great question. Is it possible that every time you succeed, you become more excited about succeeding because you know that you can? And is it possible that the more times you succeed, the more times you put that thought into your brain? I've set the plan. I've done whatever it takes. I've handled the challenges. I've done it. Tick box. Let's go again. So we become mentally and physically tougher and stronger from every achievement. Now, there's an interesting reverse of that, which is, but what if I fail? And I always ask this great question, and you've heard it before, but please focus on how logical and common sense this question might be. Is it possible that we only fail when we give up? So if we never give up, we can never fail. Is it possible that if you wake up every day focusing on this is what I want, I know how to get it, I know how to handle the challenges that come up, I'm going to do whatever it takes, when I achieve I'm going to celebrate, set another goal and get up and do it again. So every day I've got a purpose, every day I've got something to focus on. If that is my life, is it possible that I will be more likely to be happy? I'll be more likely to feel safe and secure. I'll be more likely to be excited about my life and I'll be much less likely to give up. In fact, is it possible that you would never want to give up? You never could, which means if you never give up, you can never fail. So I'll ask that last question. Are you scared of failing? And a lot of people share with me that that is their driving force in life. I'm scared of failing. Well, isn't that exciting? That means you will never ever fail. Because if you never give up, you can't fail. The definition of failure is that you gave up. So whatever you're focused on, whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, whatever it is that you want to achieve, how about have that whatever it takes attitude and then have the plan to do whatever it takes? Wouldn't that be awesome? Woohoo!